Dodge County Judge John Stork has rejected a citizen group's challenge to the Public Service Commission's approval of the Forward Wind Energy Center planned for just east of Horicon Marsh. A Chicago company, Invenergy, wants to put up 133 wind turbines in farm fields. Forward spokesperson Neil Palmer says the judge made the right call.
It's clear the PSC followed the law, which requires them to do extensive review and work with all the agencies required to determine whether or not this project is in the best interest of the state.
PSC chairperson Dan Ebert says the Forward project has cleared another important step, but it's not the last hurdle for the proposed wind farm. Kurt Kinshue is a spokesperson for Horicon Marsh Systems Advocates, a landowners group that sought to have the case reheard. The group is concerned about the project's potential impact on birds and the wind farm's aesthetics. Kinshue says the group will more than likely appeal the circuit court ruling because an updated study of bird populations isn't done yet.
We produced enough new testimony by experts in the field regarding the lack of adequate bird studies on the project area. We also had asked for the results of the 2005 bird study, which was conducted by the energy company, to be completed and analyzed before approval was given. Those results still are not in.
Despite yesterday's loss in court, the wind farm opponents have at least a temporary friend in the military. The Federal Aviation Administration is holding off on a permit for the farm because of Air Force concerns that the rotating turbine blades could prevent a local radar system from tracking airplanes. Kurt Kinshue says the way to view the wind farm project has changed.
So suddenly this project has become much greater than just protecting the Horicon National Wildlife Refuge. We are talking about some national safety and security concerns.
But Forward spokesperson Neil Palmer says there may be a way for an existing radar network to overcome the wind farm interference.
The real question is how the radar system, which with multiple radars has a great deal of overlap, whether they can, in effect, ignore what one radar is seeing that they know is a windmill.
It could take a couple of months to detect a solution. Meanwhile, construction won't start on the wind farm. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.